Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleague Jim McTague, Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. We start immediately at the Lancaster Central Market. We're watching shopping, we're watching foot traffic, we're watching prices, we're watching the economy. Jim, a very good evening to you. The jobs number today was neither fish nor fowl. The direction of the markets is all a hooey, given the excitement over Ukraine, the double excitement over tariffs. However, here in Lancaster County, people know which way the side of the sidewalk is on. Are they walking to the central market? Is the central market doing a good business? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. The central market, by the way, is the oldest farm market in the country. So it wasn't mobbed this morning, but it had steady foot traffic. People buy their food there. People who live in the city, they don't have a big supermarket chain serving Lancaster City. So the central market is the primary venue for buying groceries there. So the merchants tell me that they have a fixed base. And then during tourist season, of course, they get a lot more foot traffic. So it was healthy today. I was talking to Nate Miklos. He works for a honey distributor. He got his laptop out for me and showed me that sales have been increasing a little, you know, steadily since January. He said they expect, food vendors expect to see a big spike in March. That's an annual expectation. He said it's late this month, but he sees signs that it's beginning this week.
He sells honey. Is that price going up? Did he indicate?
No, their price is... They're not affected by inflation, but the bees are
busy.
Not like chickens, yes.
Busy. They're industrious, I understand. The bees are doing well. What about other prices? Eggs, for example.
Well, the eggs at the central market were $6 and change a dozen. But when I was in Wegmans, which is a big regional chain, and it's here, the price had come down. It was about $5 and 60 cents for a carton of 18 eggs. So that's about a dollar from the week before.
Now, does Wegmans take the eggs from the Amish? They're very good eggs, or do they get a private distributor?
No, they get a private distributor. Wegmans, I think their headquarters is in New York State, and I think they buy from a regional distribution company. But there were plenty of eggs. There was no panic. I didn't actually see anybody buying eggs. There's no shortage of them.
And the central market they have stalls? Do they have storefronts as well, or just stalls?
No, they just have stalls. And these are the real country people in most of the stalls. You have the Amish, and they bring their agricultural goods in. And I know it's not the growing season, but a lot of the farmers in this county have hydroponics now. And others during the off season buy produce from vegetable wholesalers. We have a huge wholesaler up here, Keglers. But the central market is a wonderful place to sell their goods because it attracts so much foot traffic.
And empty storefronts, do you have any?
This is interesting. I went to the shopping mall. We only have one mall here. It's called Park City. It opened in the 70s. It has about 120 stores. And if you walk around it, one loop is a mile. So it's pretty big. They had 8 significant vacancies there when I walked through it earlier this week. And the mall traffic was really light. It's so light that most of the stores don't open before 11 o'clock in the morning. So what I see is that, you know, the economy is okay, but clothing retailers, you know, other kind of merchandisers are really suffering this month due to a sudden disappearance of the consumer.
Let's go to Costco. My favorite Costco in the country because it keeps straw and hay for the Amish animals. And the traffic and the baskets, did they show any indication, Jim?
Yeah, I continue to see careful shopping, hesitancy. You don't see the impulse buying that you see when the economy is full steam ahead. So I think people are concerned about something. I can't say what it is, tariffs or prices, because I still think inflation is with us. But you can see that you can see them. They have their calculators out and they're trying to keep it within a strict budget.
Let's go to the national economy. Jim has been entertaining a little friend called Grok. What is Grok, Jim?
Grok is an artificial intelligence on X. That's Elon Musk's Twitter site. Now, you have to pay $120 a year to access Grok, but I think it's I pay for a few artificial intelligences, and I think Grok is the best of the bunch. And it's conversational, it's fast, and it's proved today that it's pretty smart.
I was ready to go to Grok until this event. Now it worries me because there's the possibility that Grok is listening. All right, let's set it up. Jim and I talked earlier this week about the jobs number for the jobs report that happened 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time before the markets open. And the range is usually wide, and Bloomberg summarizes all the presumptions of all the economists and analysts. However, Jim asked Grok, what's the jobs number going to be? And what answer did you get, Jim?
Yeah, and John, I asked Grok on Monday, and I got, Grok says it estimated 150,000 jobs in the February jobs number.
And so we went to the number that was posted at 8:30 a.m., it was 151. Worrying me, Jim. Worrying me a lot. Can you explain it?
Grok thinks like an economist, number one. If I were an economist, I think I would be looking for a new profession. Grok surveyed all the numbers from the previous month. It read all the news stories out there with projections of what economists thought the numbers would be at the end of February, and it made an educated guess, and it practically nailed it.
It did nail it, and nobody else did. It was way off it was off the number that we were getting from the consensus of Wall Street. So Jim and I have asked it for the jobs number for next month ahead of time. If we've discovered something, there's the possibility. Well, how did Grok do it again? You've got some rationalization.
Yeah, it looked at all the numbers floating out there in the ether, projections by economists, reports on the projections, and it just made an educated guess. It took an average of every projection it saw and made an educated guess of 150,000 jobs.
Yes, the word educated worries me. But in any event, Jim McTague, he's in Lancaster County shopping in the Central Market of Lancaster City, and then shopping at Costco, which is in the county. And Grok nailed the number. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
With the power and endurance of Toyota trucks, you can go to the most incredible places. Like this valley, where the Echo does different voices.
Hello!
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 We know what we're made of, Toyota trucks.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No